The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 9 and 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 14th, 1973, in New Delhi, India.
Dharmasya jhapavargasya natho arthaya upakalpate नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय हि स्मितः कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभ जीवित जावता जीव सतत्व जिज्ञासा नार्थ जस्ति ह कर्म भी व्हाट इज द एम ऑफ लाइफ दिस इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर Dharmasya hi avavargasya. The human life begins when he accepts religion. That is the beginning of human life. And that is the difference between human life and dog's life. The dog is engaged always for eating, sleeping, sex life, and defending. The hog also engages always searching after for his food. Although the food is true, he is busy. And as soon as the body is little strong by eating stool, immediately sex life, without any distinction whether it is mother or sister or daughter, it doesn't matter. This is hog's life, by nature's example. Therefore, Shastra says that ayana deha, nayana deha deha bhajanga niloki, kastana kamana arhati vir bhujanaji. This human form of life, Devabhāni, the cats and dogs and hogs, they have also accepted a body. And the trees, the plants, the insects, the birds, beasts, everyone has got body, material body. Kāraṇaṁ guṇasaṁgaśya, I have explained it. According to the infection of the most of material nature, one is getting a type of body, nature's way, prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani. The same example, if you contaminate some disease, you'll have to suffer or you'll have to accept that disease. Similarly, this is the nature's way. If you are associating with a certain type of quality of the material nature, you are preparing your body for that purpose. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahamkara vimulatma kartaham iti mannati. We are very much proud of our body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Prime Minister, I am this, I am that. The dog is also very much proud. I am greyhound, I am this, bulldog, I am this. Yes. Everyone is proud. Have a nasty body, he may say. The hog is also very proud, although he is eating stew and living in a very filthy place. But if you want to drag him from that place, he will change. No, I don't know. And I am very happy. There is a story in the Bhagavad that once Brahma was cursed and he became a hog in this world. No, Indra, I am sorry. Indra. Because Indra was very offending. So he was cursed. He became a hog. So Brahma thought that in the absence of Indra, the kingdom of heaven is not managed very nicely. So, let me go and bring him again. Excuse. So when he came, he asked the hawk that come with me. Where? And to the heaven. Oh, I cannot go. I have got my responsibility. I cannot go. So this is the position. Everyone is very happy. This is called Maya's influence. Unless a hog feels happy, how he can live in this abominable life? This is called prakhyavatmikasakti, covering. If one man knows that I was king in my previous life, now I have become a poor cobbler or something like, then he will become mad. So therefore he forgets. Death means forget. Because the living entity does not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. There is no death. Death means forgetting everything of my past life. That's all. Just like we forget at night when we dream, we accept another body and we forget this body. And in the daytime, we forget the night dream body and accept this body. We have got daily experience. So death means forgetting the past life. Otherwise there was past life, that's the fact. But as we forget daily, night body in the daytime and day body at night time, so similarly, we are changing our body according to the infection of the quality of material nature, and we are entangled in this material world. Although we are part and parcel of Krishna, God, or we are sons of God, but unfortunately we have come in contact of this material world and making our different types of body by the contamination of the material modes of nature, this is going on. Therefore, Krishna comes. Krishna is the father of every world. He canvasses. My dear children, why you are rotting in this material world? Come back. Sarvadhan man parityajya mamekam saranam vraja ahamtva sarva pape bhavamukhyasyami. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. So, dharma means to understand my relationship with God. That is dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat paritam. Just like a good citizen means who knows the relationship with the state. That is good citizenship. Bad citizenship means who doesn't care for the state. That is bad citizenship, criminal. They are put into the prison house. Similarly, the living entities, they are part and parcel of God. But when they are not ready or prepared to abide by the laws of God, they are put into this material world, beginning from Brahma. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartino arjuna. They are rotating in this way. So, dharma means to abide by the laws of God, just like good citizen means to abide by the state law. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat paritam. So here it is said, dharmasahi apavargasya apavarga and pavarga. This material life is pavarga. Pavarga means those who are according to his grammar, there are vargas, ka-varga, kha-varga, ka-varga, cha-varga, ta-varga. Similarly, pa-varga. Pa-varga means pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, five. So pa represents parishram, labor, hard labor. This material world, you have to work. Either you are a human being or a hog or dog or cat, it doesn't matter, you have to work. And very, very severe work. So that foam will come with your, within your mouth. Paw. Then paw, paw, paw. Paw means batata, baffledness. And paw means hall. Always careful. What will happen next? What will happen next? And in this way, ma, mrityu, moran. This is called material. There is no more game. Simply pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. That's all. This is material. And apavarga means just the opposite. To nullify this pa-varga business. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasya. Religion means how to get out of this pa-vargas. That is all. Bhagavad says, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate. Generally people go to church, to temple, for some material benefit. Therefore, Shastra says, no, no, dharma is not meant for that purpose. People have become materialistic more and more. Because, just like in our country, that if you want economic development, then why should you go to temple? The communist theory is also like that. That if you want material happiness, why you are going to church? And accepting, oh God, give us our daily bread. The bread you manufacture, you just work for it. In one side it is good. But this is also a fact that without God's mercy, you cannot get even bread. Although bread you can manufacture. But the ingredients of the bread, the wheat, that is not in your hand. You cannot manufacture in the factory. That is in the hand of prakriti, nature. And prakriti is working under the control of the Supreme Law. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. So, it is the prakriti's business to control food supply when people become godless. That is prakriti's business. Because prakriti, these statements are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Prithu. So prakriti said that because people have become godless, demon, I have restricted my supply. Therefore, everything depends on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, dharma means to abide by the laws of God, that is dharma, so that you can get out of the entanglement of this pa-varga, dharma-sahi apavarga, na arthaya upakalpate, not for economic development. Don't go to the church, don't go to the temple for your economic development. Although in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, artho-artharti jnani-jigyasa, chaturvidha bhajante maam sukrita-navaju. Four kinds of men, those who are artha, distressed, or thirsty, in need of money, they come to me. That is also good. But that is not the meaning of dharma. Dharma sahi apavargasa. You have to execute religious system only to get out of the entanglement of this power. That is the purpose. Dharma sahi apavargasa. Artha, not archive of Bhukalpati, not for economic development. In our Vedic literature, you will never find these things, that economic development. Of course, economic development in the Shastra, there are in the Vedic literature to sacrifice. Jagnyati karmanatro. Jagnyat bhavati parjanna parjanyat anna sambhava. That is there. But that is not the purpose. Real purpose is how to get out of the entanglement of power. Dharma sahi apavargasya. Na arthaya upakalpati. That you can say, do you require some money? Yes, you require money, that's all right. Economic development, there is need. So therefore it is said, na arthasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhaya hismita. That you require money because you have got this body. You have to gratify your senses, that is right. But not for sense gratification, only for sense gratification, no. Dharmasya na nārthasya, arthasya. The money which you get, that is not meant for sense gratification. Dharmaikāntasya, actually who is religious, who is interested in religion, for him this economic development, getting money, is not meant for sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmulāvāya smita. But we have got demands of our body. What to do? Kāmulāvāya. The kāma is there, the demands of the senses. Therefore it is said, kāmasya nendriya priti. You can get the supply of the necessities of your senses as much as you require. That is also conferred in the Bhagavad Gita. Yuktahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhi. Yuktahara. You should eat what is actually needed by you. Don't eat more. A human being, there is, certainly, we are eating, but we are eating. A Krishna conscious person eats Krishna prasadam. Patram pusmam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Our business is to eat. We don't say that we are vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian, it does not make very much difference. Jo pachanti atmakarana bhunyante te adham papam. If you eat only for yourself, for sense gratification. It doesn't matter whether you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian. You are simply eating sinful results of your life. Je pachanti atmakarma jagyarthe karmanatra lokayam karmabandhana. So our business is, so far we are concerned, Krishna conscious people, we are not advocates of vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Of course, vegetarianism is very good, even for health sake. But we do not take vegetables even if it is not offered to Krishna. That is our principle. If Krishna says that you give me non-vegetarian diet, then we can eat also. But Krishna does not say. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuya, yomi bhakta prajati. So we are preparing so many nice foodstuffs with this patram puspam phalantiyam. We can prepare many, many hundreds of preparation of this patram puspam phalantiyam and we can offer Krishna and then take prasad. That is our life. The human life is not meant for sense gratification. Sense gratification, mind, food is Krishna prasadam. Why should I go to the restaurant? And this is tapasya. Eating is not stalled. But don't eat anything which is not Krishna prasadam. That is Krishna consciousness. If for satisfaction of your tongue, you get money and satisfy your tongue, that is forbidden. It is said that kamasya na indriya priti. You have demand. You have to demand of the body. You have to eat something. You have to sleep somewhere. You must have some sense gratification. You must protect yourself from attack of others. That is all right. But don't do all these things for sense gratification. This is the induction of this shastra. Just like Arjuna fought. Arjuna fought not for sense gratification. He fought for satisfying Krishna. Because Arjuna, first of all, he was trying to satisfy his senses. He said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, they are all my relatives. The other side, my grandfather, my brothers, my nephews, my son-in-law. Oh, how can I fight with them?" This consideration was for sense gratification. He was thinking that in this way I shall be satisfied, personally. But there was no question of satisfying Krishna. But when he understood that his business was to satisfy Krishna, then he agreed. Krishna inquired whether you have now decided to fight or not. He said, "Yes, nashto moha, sitting love. I have now got back my memory, and my moha, illusion is now lost. Kurishri vachanam karo, I shall fight." So this fighting was service to Krishna. It is not a sense gratification. Rather, when he was trying to become non-violent, very good man, not to fight, sacrifice for the other party, that was sense gratification. This is the distinction between bhakti and karma. Karma is sense gratification. And bhakti is satisfying the law. The same thing. Therefore, people cannot understand what is the difference between a bhakta and a kormi. Kormi is satisfying his own senses, and the bhakta is satisfying Krishna's senses. There must be some sense gratification. But when you satisfy Krishna, that is called bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Rishik means senses, purified senses. That I explained the other day, that sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhakti does not mean stop your work. Bhakti does not mean sentimental. Fanaticism, that is not bhakti. Bhakti means to engage all your senses for the satisfaction of the proprietor of the senses. That is called bhakti. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishik means senses. And Rishika Isha. He is the controller of the senses. Actually, our senses are working not independently. We can understand it. The Krishna is directed. Sarvasthakaham vidishan nivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. A scientist working because Krishna is helping him. Not that he is independently working. That is not possible. But he wanted in that way. Therefore, Krishna is giving him facilities. But actually, Krishna is working. These are explained in the Upanishad. Without Krishna work, without seeing, without Krishna seeing, you cannot see. Just like the sun sign is explained in the Brahma Sangita. Jachaksuresa savita sakalat grahana. The sun is one of the eyes of Krishna. Jachaksuresa savita sakalat grahana. Raja samastha suramurti asesutija jasyagya bhramati sambhritakala chakra govindamadi purusam tavaham bhajan. Therefore, sun being the one of the eyes of Krishna, because the sun rises there, because sun is seeing, therefore you are seeing. You cannot see independently. You are so much proud of your eyes. What is the value of your eyes if there is no sunrise? You cannot see. Even this electricity that is derived from sun. So, actually, when Krishna sees, you can see. That is the position. So our senses, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarvato pani padastam. Sarvato pani padastam, everywhere Krishna has his hands and legs. What are that? My hand, your leg. That is Krishna's. Just like if somebody says, I have got branches all over the world. So those branches are working on the management of the Supreme Person. Maybe Krishna. Krishna is therefore called Rishikesha. Rishikesha. So business is, bhakti means, when it engages our Rishik, our indriyas, our senses, in the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is our perfect life. That is our perfect. But as soon as we desire to use our senses for the gratification of the senses, that is called karma, that is called material life. So therefore, for a bhakta, there is nothing material. That is ishavasmidam sarvam. The bhakta sees that everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasmidam sarvam. Jat-kinti-jagatyan-jagat-tena-tat-tena-bhumi-tha. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, whatever Krishna gives us, just like a master, master allows something to the servant, you can enjoy this. That prasadam, prasade-sarva-dukkhanam, hani-rasya-upadya. This is the life. If you become Krishna conscious, if you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, even my hands and legs, they also belong to Krishna. All the parts of my body, they belong to Krishna. Then it should be used for Krishna. That is kalva. Anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karma anabhritam, anukullena krishna anusidhanam, bhakti rittama. That Krishna di, Arjuna di. He wanted to satisfy his senses by not fighting, but he agreed. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, that yes, Krishna is the Supreme Person. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matva sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajanti ma bhudha bhava samanyam. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the preliminary study of spiritual life. And if we are actually convinced of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then we surrender to Krishna. Krishna wants that. Sarvadharman paritajya mami tanga saranam bhaja. That's he wants. When we actually take to this process, this is called saddha. Saddha. That has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is the meaning of saddha? Saddha shabde vishas sudhira nishcha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita ha. This is called saddha. Saddha means fond faith. What is that fond faith? Fond faith means that Krishna says, the sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. When you take this conclusion, yes, by surrender to Krishna, by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is done very nicely. This is called saddha. And the more you increase this saddha, the more you become perfect. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Beginning is the saddha. Adho saddhya. If you don't believe, you are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 years, but don't believe that I have to surrender to Krishna. Then what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? All these rascals, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they are no concern with Krishna. Forget Krishna. This is reading of Bhagavad Gita. Useless waste of time. Useless waste of time. If you do not understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, why you are sarvayeva ikeva. That has been explained in the previous verse. Dharma sanasthita pungsang visakshena kathasya nutpadayadratinjadi sarvayeva ikeva. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, then you are simply wasting your time. There is no meaning of writing big, big comments on Bhagavad Gita, uselessly, waste your time and waste others' time. This is the real problem. Sadha, Krishna said, by surrendering to Krishna, everything will be done. Aham taham sarva pape bhava Krishna. See, if one has no sadha, faith, on this instruction of Krishna, manmanabhava-madbhakta-marja, then there is no use, simply waste of time. If we come to this point, adho-sadhya, this is called sadhya. Then, the next stage is adho-sadhya-tato-sadhu-sangha. If one has, one is convinced that surrendering to Krishna, my all business will be perfect. This is called sadhya. Then we have to seek out who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu-sangha. Sadhu means Krishna conscious person. Sadhu does not mean having a big beard and nice dress or a saffron collar dress. That is not sadhu. Sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita, opite sudurachara bhajate mam ananna bhava. Sadhu eva samanda. That is sadhu. Who has no other business than to serve Krishna, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. Because he has accepted the principle. Sarvadharman parityajya, mamikam. Sadhureva samantabha, sammak bhavasitanisa. You cannot say, oh, he has got some bad principle in his life, although he is worshipping Krishna wholeheartedly, but he has got some defect. Therefore Krishna says, opite sudaracha. Even if he has got so many defects of his life, because he has dedicated his life for Krishna's service, sadhu deva samanta. So, if you have got sadhya, that by surrendering to Krishna, your all purpose of life will be practical or fruitful, then you have to associate with such persons who are engaged in the service of sadhu-sangha. Adho-saddha-tato-sadhu-sangha. Therefore, this movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, one by one, as people are coming to the association of societies, automatically he is becoming Krishna conscious. That is practical. Adho-saddha-tato-sadhu-sangha. This is sadhu-sangha. Sadhu-sangha does not mean to associate with some saffron-colored man. Sadhu-sangha means to associate with Krishna-conscious person. Thank you very much.